The storm that blanketed Santa Fe and much of northern New Mexico with snow this past weekend has led Santa Fe schools and state government offices, among many others, to be on a two-hour delayed schedule this morning. State road condition updates are available on the nmroads.com website or by calling 511. The storm that hit the Southwest hard led to hundreds of flight cancellations and is moving east and threatens to create havoc among Thanksgiving travelers. Here now is the list of weather-related delays and closures. Santa Fe Public Schools on a two-hour delay. Santa Fe County Magistrate Court on a two-hour delay. City of Santa Fe operating under normal hours. Santa Fe Community College is opening at 10 a.m. The Santa Fe Indian School on a two-hour bus delay. Santa Fe Preparatory School, two-hour delay. Santa Fe Secondary School is closed Monday. Santa Fe University of Art and Design on a two-hour delay. Santa Fe Waldorf School, two-hour delay. Santa Fe YMCA opens at 7 a.m. McCurdy Charter School on a two-hour delay. Taos Day School on a two-hour delay. Taos Municipal Schools, two-hour delay. Rio Grande School in Santa Fe on a two-hour delay. Rio Rancho Municipal Court, two-hour delay. Rio Rancho Public Schools also on a two-hour delay. Again, for more information on road conditions, call 511 or go to nmroads.com. New Mexico Corrections Head Greg Mercantile has told state lawmakers he plans on cutting the number of state inmates living in solitary confinement by one half in the next year. Mercantile outlined his plan Friday while testifying before a legislative committee. Mercantile says nearly 10% of the state's 7,000 prisoners live in segregation, meaning they're locked up alone for 23 hours a day. A report from advocacy groups issued last month indicates another 300 inmates in county jails puts the total number of New Mexico inmates in solitary at more than 1,000. New Mexico abortion opponents, fresh off last week's resounding defeat of an Albuquerque City effort to ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, are looking to redirect their attention to the state legislature. The Albuquerque Journal reports, however, that Democratic legislative leaders say the abortion issue has been considered on an annual basis for nearly two decades. In Washington, Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich are working to designate the 45,000-acre Columbine Hondo area in Taos County as wilderness. Senator Heinrich spoke last week to a Senate committee in support of the legislation he's co-sponsored with Udall.
This legislation has incredibly broad community support, including Taos Pueblo, local governments, sportsmen, business owners, land-grant heirs, acequia parcientes, conservationists, mountain bikers, veterans, and many more.
Heinrich says the Columbine Hondo area is a central attraction for visitors to Taos County, where outdoor recreation and tourism drive the local economy. New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Lujan has introduced a companion bill in the U.S. House. Santa Fe weather, a 20% chance of snow showers today with partly sunny skies and a high near 33. For tonight, a 10% chance of snow showers before 11 p.m. It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 16. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high near 37. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.